In 20 years, researcher Scott Lindell thinks that maybe your car will be powered by seaweed.
You were to take something like the space of Iowa and farm it for seaweeds, you would supply about 10% of the transportation needs of the U.S. in biofuels.
Lindell is at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. He's part of a handful of researchers and farmers who are renewing interest in farming kelp on the Cape. In past years, permits for kelp farming have increased from zero in 2015 to two currently, with five more in the permit process. Lindell's lab has been studying how to breed different strains of sugar kelp, a brownish-colored seaweed that can grow to be over 6 feet long. Sugar kelp is a popular species farmed in Asia, and it's where most people are focusing their effort in Massachusetts.
It's mildly sweet. You know, it's got a nice texture and crunch to it.
And of most importance to Lindell, its sweetness is what could make it a good biofuel.
This sugar kelp in particular is very high in carbohydrate and complex sugars. A fermentation process will release those sugars, and they can be turned into ethanol.
At his lab in Woods Hole, he shows off the large tank where he studies different types of kelp he's collected from across the New England coast. He pulls up a line from the water, which has a long strand attached to it.
This happens to be from Lubeck, up in far north of Maine. They have very long, hollow stipes, and the blades are pretty vigorous as well.
Stipes are what you might casually call the stem of seaweed, and blades would be the leaves, or the long, ribbon-like section of the seaweed. In an indoor tank, his research group grows hundreds of tiny bits of seaweed that will eventually be planted on lines in the ocean. Lindell's lab is looking at crossing different strains and experimenting to grow the most ideal seaweed for creating fuel. And outside of the lab, there's already been increased interest in growing this plant. Chris Scalacci is an aquaculture specialist with the state's Department of Marine Fisheries. He says he's seen interest peaking in the last few years because shell fishermen can grow kelp in their off-season. And it grows fast, at a rate of about 2 feet per month.
It's a crop that doesn't require feeding or much manipulation. It also grows in the wintertime. So from the farmer's perspective, it's a great way to maintain an active farm throughout the winter in Massachusetts.
Right now, he says there isn't much competition because it's not a developed industry yet. But there are also challenges to seaweed farming. For one, farming on an icy sea isn't easy.
Folks try it. Folks get out of it. It's a tough business. It involves getting out on the boat in the middle of the winter, routinely checking on the kelp at a period that's not really all that conducive to being out on the water in Massachusetts.
Out in Chatham, some people are ready to dive in to what they see as a wide-open business. Jamie Bassett, Carl Douglas, and Richard Curtis are a group of shell fishermen who've recently applied for a permit to create what could be the Cape's largest kelp farm. Bassett drives me to a beach to look at the site of their proposed farm.
We are looking at the vast expanse of Nantucket Sound, which is quite beautiful. You can probably feel a little bit of the wind. We have a light easterly wind at the moment. And so what you're looking at is an area that what we call is in the lee of the wind.
Strong winds can make kelp farming difficult, and he says their spot off Harding Beach is perfect. He and his group are looking to farm kelp in 62 acres of the ocean, about 2 miles from the Chatham shore. And they're hoping to make it into a year-round business, even if there isn't necessarily a market for it yet.
We think that we will be able to persevere and find a market, whether it be the culinary market, the agricultural market, the industrial market for alginates, or the cosmetic market.
In the next year, they hope to be fully operating and selling wholesale to retailers in New England. With the way things are heading in Massachusetts, this may not be the last you hear about kelp. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Tan.